Hello and welcome to the Diz Dads Podcast Midweek Destinations and Diversions Show. It's the Dad Show, your hump day Disney vacation fix for Wednesday, May 6th, 2015. Show is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers is Orlando's premium stroller and crib rental vendor. Why pay more for a less comfortable, less versatile stroller in the theme parks? Make your reservation at kingdomstrollers.com. You'll pay less for the rental, and they'll deliver the stroller of your choice to your resort and pick it up from the resort at the end of your vacation for free. Kingdom Strollers, your first choice for Orlando's stroller rentals, and an authorized Walt Disney World stroller vendor. Today on the podcast, I'm talking to David Nicely about his family's upcoming trip to Walt Disney World. Yep, you heard me right. I know that this is usually a spot for trip reports, but we've got a bit of a unique trip this time, and so we thought we would do a preview. And so, David, why don't you give us a little bit of the background here on this unique trip you've got coming up. You've got a week coming up at Walt Disney World right around the corner here.
Yeah, we do, Aaron. We'll be arriving this Friday into Disney World. And so just a little bit of a background. A year ago today, on May 6th, we met and took custody of our sibling group of four in Poland. So we added four children to our family. So we became a family of eight last year. We have biological twins. Before that, so we have six children total, and throughout this year, we've had our ups and downs, and it's been a lot of fun. But we really wanted to. The kids have seen so many photos and videos of our past trips; they wanted to expose them a little bit to Disney magic. So, worked a trip where we were able to rent some DVC points and are going to enjoy Animal Kingdom Lodge, Kidani Village, for all that it has.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. So, you're focusing on out-of-the-park activities. Why don't you talk maybe about, two or three of those activities that you're most looking forward to? Because, I know that this is something that you kind of made a bit of a project to find those, out-of-park opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we're not going to do any park days on this trip at all. And there's a couple reasons behind that. one of the main ones is we weren't sure how well some of our children would handle the stimulation of the parks. So one of the things about picking Kidani is that we knew that there was quite a bit that we could do in there. So, some of the things that we're really excited about are some of the hands-on activities, like the feeding of the flamingos and the pelicans that they do over at Jamba House that we get to watch. We obviously don't get to feed them ourselves. Sure. We get to watch. With learning some of the animal tracking, learning a little bit more about the animals, our children are very interested in animals. And then there's also some really cool activities over onto the restaurant side, and cookie decorating and mini cake decorating. And of course, this is something that I'll need to supervise because I don't want anything to be eaten that isn't good for my children.
No. And you wouldn't want any, cake or cookies or anything like that to, go to waste. And that would be
absolutely
just horrible.
It would be horrible. Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Okay. And I don't mean to sort of put a negative cast on it because we'll come back and talk in more detail about some of the great things you've got planned. But I have to wonder, are there a couple, anything in particular that, you think you really are, I don't want to phrase it too badly, that you're disappointed, that you really wanted to show them that you're not going to be able to?
Yeah, I thought about it and we wrestled with it. Seeing the castle right? It's the I don't want to use that distant word, the unmentionable word. But it's the thing that
the Q word
that just stands out, and it's what brings the magic and ties it together for a lot of people.
Yeah,
but I'm doing my best to kind of work that way in a little bit, where we're going to skirt it, do some monorail rides, maybe, you know, watch Wishes from the beach at one of the resorts.
Yeah,
weighing all that together of missing that out and knowing what it's like dragging a very sensitive, possibly over hyped up 5-year-old. Realizes that we made the right decision.
Okay. Well, now here's the thing that I have to wonder, because you know, this is just kind of, we get it. This is one of those things. Sometimes being a dad means mm-hmm. having to make hard decisions that are not necessarily the one you wanted to make.
Sure.
And well, I guess, you know, one of the nice things about, you know, being an uncle, so to speak, is that you get to be the one that spoils. And it seems that, you know, your brood of six there has about 150 uncles that,
yes.
You know, just had a feeling that they wanted to make sure that, you know, you guys got to take the vacation you wanted to take. And so the first thing I want to do is let you know that we've got about a $3,700 slush fund here to use to make sure that as much of that vacation as you want to see happen happens.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I know this is a surprise. That was kind of the idea.
You guys have been there since we announced this, and it was really difficult to get through the adoption, because it's, for those who've been through it, it's not always where you get the most support from those who are related to you. And often the most support comes from those who choose to be associated with you. And the Distads have always been the most supportive, and they've been with us there since step one. I don't know what to say.
Well, you know, we're going to, first of all, at this point, this is up to you, okay? You know, we wanted to surprise you. Believe it or not, we were hoping to be able to do this live, and the problem is that the DizDads radio site was so overwhelmed that we weren't able to get it to go up. Now, I'm going to go ahead and hit the broadcast button here and see whether we can live, because the website is finally coming up for me again. So I'm going to try and broadcast here just briefly. And if it works, great, because the only reason I'm doing this, we've now got about 20 people listening, but you need to know that there were about 60 probably that were trying to listen into DizDads Radio as we started. And so this is, at this point, I want everybody to know we have, you know, let David know that the 150 or so DizDads uncles that just kind of feel like we need to spoil that brood of six have got a fund together. We just decided we wanted to make some gifts. And so, like I said, we managed to pull together $3,700 in, I think, about 40 hours is what we counted. And so, David, you know, we're broadcasting live now. I wanted you to know that we're live. And if you're not comfortable continuing live, we'll cut the live feed. But there are some guys that would love to listen along as we, you know, help talk through maybe some of the ways that, you know, we might be able to help you take advantage of some of the things that, you know, you weren't able to choose to do initially. But I want to leave that in your hands, because we don't want this to be a situation where you're uncomfortable in any ways. This is just a gift from us to you.
I'm speechless, guys. if you don't mind, some blubbering on my part, we can continue.
Okay, that's great. We appreciate it. Okay, so the initial, idea here was, gosh, and hearing you say, the first thing you said was you were feeling like, the kids were going to miss out. You really wanted them to be able to walk in and walk down Main Street and see the castle. And we kind of felt the same way. We wanted to make sure that happened. So, we can talk out, off air afterwards about ticket length and all that. We'll get all the detail part squared away. But obviously tickets are a piece of this. Thought maybe we could talk through, some of the things that you might like to do that we can try and make happen.
Yeah, that sounds great. My mind is spinning, but it's also spinning with the possibilities of seeing their faces when they see it for the first time, because there's only one first time. So it means a lot. But there's a world of possibilities and things we can do to immerse them and complete the brainwashing into being Disney lovers for life.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's go get back maybe to talking about, what you've already got lined up, and we can maybe figure out some ways we can build some things in. So,
sure.
So you've got, first of all, a drive with this brood, right? Have you taken a drive this long? Cause I know you guys did the road trip to Kansas City last summer, cause we got to see you then.
Yep.
And that I know from experience, Indianapolis, we used to joke because, Kansas City to Indianapolis is 500 miles. So it was our own Indianapolis 500.
Sure. Just not as quick.
But it's gotta be farther than that to Orlando. So, how do you have this drive squared away?
So, what we have now as of today, we will be leaving on Thursday, probably somewhere around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And we're going to be driving through the night. So the longest drive that, four of the new kids have, we've driven the last 3 or 4 years. And so, or the last time, 3 or 4 times that we went. So the girls, our 10-year-old twins have been through that long drive. So what we're going to do is we're going to drive through the night. We're leaving a little bit later. And then we're hoping to get to the Florida border around 4-ish, 5 in the morning.
Okay.
And then have just like a little rest stop, right there. Plus we got to have the picture by the Florida sign.
yes.
My one son is so excited about seeing Florida and seeing palm trees that I'm not sure he knows what's on the other side of that. But that's what he wants to see.
Yeah.
We're going to do that and just kind of grab ourselves a little bit. And then, we're going to be going to, drive from there to Saratoga Springs. And, we hope to get there by, no later than lunchtime.
Oh, nice. So you did really move your trip up enough so that you got an extra, half a day in, really.
Absolutely. Yeah. We figured that once Adistad had made the generous offer to use some points that he was going to lose, so that, we wouldn't be so stressed in terms of getting there, that, we thought we'll make at least the use of it to get, so we can just kind of relax so that when we hit Kidani the next day, we'll be fully refreshed. It won't be that, holy cow, dad's exhausted, send all six kids with mom to the pool. Cause I enjoy being married.
I've been there.
So I don't want to do that. So, this will help out a lot.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. So Saratoga is kind of your, settle in day. Now, you're going to get there at noon. There's some time. So, hopefully you'll get an opportunity maybe to check out some things at Downtown Disney. We're going to make sure that a chunk of, what was sent as gifts will be available to you in a gift card form. So you can let the kids do a little shopping down Downtown Disney maybe and, get them ramped up for the first actual, activity day. maybe even introduce them to the wonder of Earl of Sandwich, or dare I say it, Wolfgang Puck and the Wolfgang Puck Express and the bacon wrap meatloaf.
You're speaking. I don't know if I've mentioned this. I've probably mentioned it a few times on the board before. There's nothing my kids don't like, so I think this would be fantastic. Absolutely.
All right. So that's kind of your arrival day. It's a relaxing and hanging out day. I think it's a great way, especially when you're doing a drive in, to adjust. And then you're going to transfer yourself over to Kidani. Now let's talk a little bit about, maybe what was originally planned for this day and what you might be able to, tweak the plans to do.
Yeah, so the original plan when we started a while ago was we had originally planned on, arriving that day, and we've always had a welcome to Disney kind of dinner when we've done things before. So we originally had a reservation to Boma, because we've never eaten there before, and so we were just going to kind of hang around the pool, hit Boma, and, just kind of let the kids enjoy the resort.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of that we can still do, Boma will be a little bit easier on you. There's still great things to check out about Animal Kingdom Lodge, but I think maybe we can get you into a park, huh?
I think that could work. I think that could work.
So, are we going to be... Yeah, we just mentioned, there's only one first time. So does this mean we're going to have to head to the Magic Kingdom so that we can, take them walking down the middle of Main Street USA on that first day?
Magic Kingdom would absolutely have to be the first. There's no other park that, even though, as much as I love Epcot, the Magic Kingdom is the one that you have to just absorb them in. The sights, the smells, the sounds. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and so what we're going to do, by the way, here is as soon as we're done recording, you and I are going to figure out, how many ticket days you want. We're going to get those tickets ordered for you so you can go ahead and make your FastPass Plus reservations, because that's
okay.
Make things a lot easier.
Sure.
So we'll take care of that as soon as we're done recording, because we want you to have as easy an opportunity as possible on that front.
That'd be great.
All right. So now, and it makes perfect sense, I understand what you were saying as we were starting about how this whole thing can be a little bit of overload,
Mm-hmm.
So had you thought back originally as you were working through your plan, when there were park plans in place, had you thought a little bit about maybe some ways to help manage that, information overload, for lack of a better way to put it, for the kids?
Yeah, when we originally were planning it, we were going to do two park days. Because we were coming in on a Saturday, we were going to do Sunday at Magic Kingdom, because that's our, one, it's Mother's Day. It's also our twins' 10th birthday.
Right.
And then we were going to take Monday off, and then Tuesday we were going to do Epcot. But we were definitely going to have to take a break in probably Magic Kingdom because of, some kind of break, whether it be dinner or
sure.
something to where we have an hour or something, just to get everyone kind of calm back down.
Right.
So that was sort of like the original plan.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So you're going to, be able to have a full Magic Kingdom day. And I know that, I think it's the Bentleys that are going to be overlapping with you while you're there.
I know that Dave Zerfus is going to be there, and then Daniel Gracie, him and his family, is going to be there.
Okay. Okay. Well, I know, I think Kevin was talking about trying to help, manage a route for you guys up to Top of the World, if that would be an easier destination for the kids to see the fireworks from.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've never been a part of that club, so
yeah,
that would be awesome.
All right, well, I think we're able to make that happen. I'm going to head on over to the chat right now, and I believe Kevin is there. Uh, Sorry, I'm typing.
That's okay. It gives me time to wet my eyes. Darn allergies.
It's still not letting me post. Not sure why. All right, well, we'll figure that out. We've got several folks who are going to be there. So I know that a couple have, mentioned that they would be willing to help make that happen. So if anybody's listening and is going to be overlapping and is a DVC member, shoot me a message or, a Facebook message, shoot David a Facebook message, and we'll get it coordinated so we can get them up to top of the world to watch those fireworks. All right, so the next day, it sounded like you were kind of planning on that being a bit of a down, relaxing day, even when you did have park plans originally.
Monday, yes. Yeah. So, originally we were going to be arriving on a Saturday. So, yeah, we're going to do – certainly if we do park day the next day, we were just going to take it off. Let everyone recover. Let mom and dad recover. And just kind of relax, be a pool day, enjoy some of the activities, in the morning at Kidani.
Now, let me ask this. Are the kids fireworks fans?
They have. They have actually seen fireworks. We brought them home from Poland last year, just a few weeks before 4th of July. So we took them to our local 4th of July celebration, and they really enjoyed them.
All right. Well, I'll be perfectly upfront with you and tell you, these guys would be thrilled if you used a ticket day to spend, a couple hours taking them just, over to I'll have to check the dates, but I don't remember whether the frozen fireworks stuff has started yet at Hollywood Studios or not. I should have looked before we started recording. But, if you just want to take them in there long enough to catch those evening fireworks or you want to head over to Epcot, nobody would complain in the least.
Yeah, we can certainly do that.
All right. So that'll be a bit of a relaxation day. Enjoy the pool. And that is a terrific pool there at Kidani.
We're really looking forward to it. The last time that we went, we were so go, go, go that we used the kids' play area, but we never really used a lot of the pool because it seemed like we weren't we were kind of running into it at the same time that everyone else was using it. And we had the play area to ourselves. Which was kind of nice. So we're really looking forward to, my kids have watched the video of the water slide probably numerous times.
Right,
we'll just call it that. And they're really excited about going down.
Cool. Okay. And I just got the message confirming that, you're squared away on, Top of the World. So, we'll get you coordinated there with Kevin Bentley. They're DVC members and, they'll be there to help escort you up to Top of the World, and you can coordinate with him whichever day you decide works best.
Great.
All right, so we've had a Magic Kingdom day. We've had a mostly R&R day. So, what are we going to do now on now we're going to be up to what? Now we're on – you're arriving Friday. Saturday's a park day. Sunday's down day. Monday.
Correct. So, what we originally had planned on that day was maybe to take a little stroll over to the boardwalk area to show the kids that. And I'd look to see if we could get an ADR at Beaches and Cream today. Unfortunately, we couldn't. But that's about as close as at that time that we were planning that I was going to be able to get to Epcot.
Okay.
So,
all right. So we think maybe we'll make that an Epcot day.
That sounds like a winner.
What do you think that is going to be the thing that really catches the kids the most about Epcot?
Probably Test Track and Soarin' for sure.
Yeah.
Test Track, my younger son is a car fanatic. Loves everything about cars. We're huge World Showcase people. We've always had our kids try to engage with the cast members there. So I'm hoping that they get a lot out of that and have to eat your way around World Showcase, which four of my kids can do better than most adults.
Yes, yes, and there are some nice treats going on there because we're still in the midst of the Flower and Garden Festival, which is, you know, just about the Food and Garden Festival these days. So there's some good stuff in there. I will say I'm a big fan. I hear the shrimp and grits are back in the Florida Fresh booth, and they were definitely my favorite last year. The watermelon salad balances them really nicely because they're a little bit spicy, not a lot, but just a little bit. All right. And you know, you'll still be in the area, so you can still check out the boardwalk area.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I got to be honest. We started up this little, you know, scheme. I guess it was Sunday evening. And, you know, just there were some guys chatting around saying, you know, we want these kids to be able to go to check out the parks. I mean, it really was like the uncles getting together and saying, yeah, how can we spoil these kids? And one of the things that we sort of started among ourselves talking about, you know, more sort of today was, oh, my God, they've gotten all excited about all of these great plans. We don't want to ruin those plans. So I guess what I'm saying here, David, is that we want to make sure that you know, all we're doing here is making this better, right? I mean, so you shouldn't feel compelled to you know, completely change plans or completely get rid of these other plans you came up with, because we know the kids are probably looking forward to some of this stuff. But we're just hoping to plus it up a little.
I think that it won't be a problem working everything in that we want and being able to add a few more things into it from their dis-dad uncles who obviously are going to spoil them and rot their teeth out. So I think we can work it out.
Okay, great. Now I should mention that you know, people who, it was really a great thing to see, you know, the way all these guys rallied together. And even ones who maybe, you know, didn't have cash handy, you know, were making suggestions, were kicking in ideas. And one of the dads even stepped in. And so I know, if I'm remembering correctly, when we first talked about putting together this trip, you have at least a couple of kids who are big Harry Potter fans. Am I remembering that right?
Yep.
All right. So we've got Universal tickets already available for you. So if you want to hop over, you know, just pick the day and we'll get that coordinated, because Michael Williams, our former Universal cast member, has some tickets left that are available, and so he wanted you guys to have those.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You know, hey, it was part of the original plan. Let's make it happen.
They're gonna be so overjoyed, and I will make sure that I flood the group with videos and posts to the point where I may get flagged for breaking a server.
Well, we're going to pretty much demand them, so
absolutely,
that's good. I'm glad. We're looking forward to them. Okay, so talked a little bit about Epcot, and clearly the sounds like the kids are looking, you know, forward to the thrill kind of rides and to the experiencing the diversity of World Showcase. You know, where do we go from there? We've got a Universal Day we can use. We've got a couple more parks that we can hit. Where are we heading on Tuesday?
Well, if we were on Tuesday, I think we'd have to use that as a rest day. We're going to have to, you know, just keep in mind the, making sure they're not getting overwhelmed.
Sure.
You know, especially, emotionally, with all this excitement. So I think this is, you know, maybe, you know, a good time to, again, work in those things that we had wanted to do at, you know, Kidani, and have some time, you know, to relax and just kind of start getting excited. And then maybe, you know, we could do the two of my daughters in front of me, so I don't want to say it right now. I'll wait time off the on the podcast. We could do the other thing on Wednesday.
All right. No, well, I've got guys in the chat room saying, well, we have Timmy saying rest, who needs rest, but we know that.
Yeah.
but we also have some, guys who, would, you know, not be averse to overhearing the kids' reaction. But that's your call.
Well, there's only two of them. Four of them are in bed. So unfortunately we can't get to everyone,
so
but I will sit.
We don't want to wake up the other four.
No, what we'll do is I will make sure that, when we tell them, I will record their reaction and definitely share it with you.
Okay, so we'll be watching for that. We're looking for a reveal video for the kids.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm sorry, Harbison's cracking me up.
I normally agree with Tim 100%, and that's how we've done Disney every single time that we've went. But as I mentioned a little bit while ago, I enjoy being married, and I've been told to back off and not go 150 miles an hour while we're at Disney.
Yeah, we've got a number of the guys calling for Kim as well.
Okay. Well, I will. If you guys want to hear from Kim, I can put her on here real quick.
You know, I'm sure the kids would love, or the kids. I'm sure the uncles would love to hear from Kim.
Okay, hang on. I'll bring her right on over here. Hang on.
Okay, there.
Hi, Kim. It's Aaron.
Oh, hello. Hi, Aaron. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, good to talk to you, too. So I'm not sure how much of this you've overheard, because I know that David's been trying to kind of keep things, you know, calm, because you've got two kids there watching and he doesn't want to wake up the other four. But basically what I was telling him was that your six kids, you know, we know as parents that sometimes you've got to make difficult choices and make decisions that you didn't necessarily want to make, but you know, they're the ones you got to make because that's what your job is as a parent.
Yes.
And the thing is that, your kids have about 150 uncles that, just felt the need to spoil them rotten. And the thing is that that's what uncles get to do. We get to spoil them rotten. And so in the space of about the last 40 hours or so, we pulled together, you know, about $3,700 and eight tickets to Universal. You know, we're just going to make sure that they get spoiled.
All along, you know, yes, decisions have to be made, and we have learned that we just need to view it differently. So that's why we had discussed... Oh, just trying to enjoy and take advantage of what Kidani had to offer and still have the animals and, you know, and just feel that, you know, it would be in our future that, you know, eventually we could do all of that. So I don't have the words to express thank you enough.
You know,
this is completely, if you only knew.
This and the fact that you know we're able to help make this happen is more than enough for us. You know, it's been amazing even for us just to see the guys come together and decide that, you know, this was what was going to happen. There was a question early on about you know. He built up all these other activities. We don't want to ruin it, and you know, we said, okay, we're going to walk the fine line, right? We don't want to take away the things that they'd already planned and got the kids excited about. But darn it, they deserve to see that castle from the inside, and we're going to make it happen.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. All we ask is pictures. I'm we sure want to we see him having that. Fun.
That will definitely be taking place at every moment.
Excellent.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy it.
Oh, you guys are amazing. You were there for David.
Well, that's where we're there for all of you.
Oh.
All right. Well, you know, if you want to put David back on, we'll help. We'll go through and talk a little more about plans going forward. Or, hey, you can kick him out, and we'll work on the plans with you.
He is much better at planning. I don't want to hand you over to him. Thank you so much, Aaron.
You're welcome.
I'm back.
Okay. Welcome back.
Where's my nemesis with the bourbon when I need it?
Okay, so we're up to Wednesday, and it sounded like we were heading maybe to the dark side on Wednesday. Is that the idea?
Yes, I think that would be the perfect timing.
All right.
I think that we would have gotten a rest on that that day before, then that would be a good time to, you know, to head over there.
Yeah, and you know the tricky part with that, just you know from experience of doing both parks while you know we're in Orlando, the tricky part about working in Universal is that if you're staying on Disney property, it's harder to take that afternoon break because they've got shorter park hours anyway, and it's kind of a long drive back and forth.
Right.
So you know, I think it makes sense to do that after you've had a good rest day and can maybe, you know, hit it hard. I do recommend getting there bright and early, especially for the Harry Potter stuff and the brand new Diagon Alley stuff.
Well, rub-duff rules apply everywhere, right? Whether it's Disney, Dunkin' Donuts, or Starbucks, right?
I would say so. I would say so.
We would certainly do that.
Excellent, excellent. So you'll have a Wednesday to check out Universal, the new stuff in Diagon Alley, maybe have a Duff beer, and then we've got Thursday, and I guess Thursday's probably your last full day, right? If you're heading out on Friday, so you know how do we handle the wrap up?
I'm not sure. I'm kind of curious what you guys have planned for me. we are planning on leaving Friday in the morning, probably between 7 and 8 on Friday. But yeah, Thursday's a wide open day.
Okay. Well, we'll figure something out. You know, I mean, at this point, we're only talking about we've only got 2 park days in the books as it is. So, you know, maybe a half day at Hollywood Studios and a half day at Animal Kingdom, or a day at Animal Kingdom, and we'll figure out some evening plans for you.
I think, you know, being that we're staying at Kidani, and I think a half day at the Hollywood would be pretty entertaining.
Yeah, we'll have to double check on that on the Frozen stuff, because I think that stuff is. I don't remember when it starts. I don't remember whether it starts in the middle of May or whether it started right here at the beginning of May. Maybe somebody in the chat room can help me out on that, because it's the Frozen Summer Fun stuff, and we may be a little early for it, unfortunately, because there's some extra fireworks with that. But then, you know, they're still Fantasmic.
Yes, and there's still Star Tours.
That's right, absolutely.
And we,
you've got Star Wars fans and Training Academy if you've got, you know.
Yes, and we've never done Toy Story Mania. Because the 2 times that we've been there, Y has been open, fast passes were gone before we could get in there. And
all right, we'll get this set up, and you can see about getting some fast pass plus reservations for it.
That would be awesome.
All right. Well, you know, it sounds like we've you know, at least laid out some bones here for the trip that you were talking about having, you know, when we first started discussing this trip, probably close to 6 months ago.
This is what, in my wildest dreams, that we could have done. would have been almost exactly, you know, almost exactly like this, where we could, you know, enjoy, have time together as a family without feeling, you know, pushed, to be able to see all the sights and the sounds of things that, we hold so dear, and we want them to hold so dear. It's turning into quite the perfect trip.
All right. So I got in the heads up. I jumped the gun on the Frozen stuff. It won't start until June 17th.
I'm going to have to go investigate myself, and then I'll let you know.
All right. So we've talked about a rough plan, and, you know, more importantly now, you're going to have to go take this trip and then, you know, come back and tell us about how it all went. I guess two questions here. The first is that I do want to ask your permission. Do you mind if I actually run this as tomorrow's dad show?
Not at all. Not at all.
All right. In addition, can I get a promise from you that when you get back from this trip, you'll come back and tell us all about how it went?
Absolutely. You'll just have to give me a time limit.
All right. Now, the guys wanted me to you know, let you know that we do have there's a secret Facebook group out there that we set up to you know, do all this. We called Something Nice for the Nicelys. And so I'm going to send you an invite to the Facebook page, you know, once we're done recording. But I don't want you to get away from me because I want to make sure that we get your tickets done and get all that done. So we'll do that as soon as we finish recording, as soon as we cut off. So I'll stay online with you after we're done with the recording. And, you know, all I can say is that you know, we hope you guys have a fantastic trip, and this is just a gift from, and you can tell the kids, this is a gift from their 150 Diz Dad's uncles who just decided that this needed to happen.
All right, we certainly will. We're gonna have a fantastic trip, and we'll let them know that we'll give them 150 hugs. They've heard me talk about you guys before. They'll know that there's being hugs sent from all over.
All right. Well, you know, thank you guys so much for participating and helping to make this happen. And thank you for listening in the chat and following along with us. Sorry for the technical difficulties at the beginning. It was not easy to you know, deal with pretending that we weren't recording at the beginning of this, David, because I didn't want to tip it off too soon. Because there were so many guys trying to listen in that we killed it. We killed the server. Again, thank you guys for your participation. Thanks for helping out. Adam, yeoman's work getting the stream back up so that we could share this with everybody. I know a lot of us had families listening in with us. And I'm going to sign this off. And, you know, like I said, David, you'll come back and tell us about the trip when we're done. And, you know, I'm going to drop the recording so that we can get you some tickets purchased.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.
Good night.
One little spark of inspiration is at the heart of all creation. Right at the start of everything that's new, one little spark lights up for you. Oh, hello there. So glad you could come along. I am the Dreamfinder. Musical notes, what delightful melodies those will make. I love these flights of fancy, searching the countryside for sounds, colors, ideas, anything that sparks the imagination. A sunbeam, that's a good one. Everything that I can collect can inspire amazing and marvelous new ideas. And you never know what kind of figment you may come up with. Here's my favorite. Two tiny wings, eyes big and yellow.
of a steer, but a lovable fella from head.